Hey, welcome to Beyond the Sermon, where each week we get together and we take one of our teaching pastors and go a little bit deeper into the message that we preached this last weekend. Today we have Nick Gels. Nick is our teaching pastor at our Oakland campus. Let me just say, if you hadn't visited there, let me invite you to visit our Oakland campus on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. Yesterday we preached on the fact that prayer works. And one of the things that we looked at the verse 14 that says, this is the confidence we have before him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. If we ask, then we can have what we ask.
Right.
You want to go a little bit deeper in those words, according to his will.
Right. Well, I really think that in our Bibles, if you underline anything in that verse, it should be those words, according to his will. Unfortunately, I think a lot of us, what we do mentally is we just kind of cross that part out. And we just think if we ask anything, he hears us. If we ask for anything, he'll answer our prayer. And we treat God more like this genie or a wishing well. And then we get disappointed when we don't get the answer we want.
Absolutely. So I guess the real important thing is, how do we know his will?
Well, a good thing you can ask yourself when you're praying is, what reason do I have to believe that God will actually answer this prayer? And you know that by being in his word as often as you can. Jesus said that if you remain in me and my words in you, then you will ask for anything and you will get it.
So his word leads us to his will.
Absolutely.
If we're grounded in his word, we'll understand. Does that mean God's going to give you an answer on everything?
No, he's not. There's some things that there's just, if you're choosing between this job or this job and there's not a clear answer, it might not be given to you in prayer. God is more concerned, though, about making sure that your heart is aligned with his when you're praying, which is why one of the scariest things you can do when you're praying is to just stop talking for a moment and just listen for how God wants to change you instead of just asking God to answer your questions.
Absolutely. So let's say I'm saying your example, God, show me your will on these two jobs. I've had two job offers. Show me your will on these two jobs. My heart is open to whichever one. I may have a slant toward one, but if I don't feel a tug either way, then he's also given us a brain, right?
Absolutely.
Which one's going to be best for my family?
Right.
Which one is going to be best for my spiritual state, right? Are they going to ask me to work on weekends?
Absolutely.
Those kind of things.
Absolutely.
And so God wants us to be confident in our prayers, and to do that, our hearts need to be open to his will.
Yes, absolutely.
Anything else you want to say about the message?
I just think that, you know, God wants to know that we're listening. You know, and I've got young kids at home, and there's so many things I say that they don't hear, but they always remember when I make them a promise.
Yeah.
And they're quick to tell me, Dad, you promised we're going to go do this thing. We have to go do it. Well, God loves when you remind him of his promises.
Absolutely.
Because it shows you're listening.
Absolutely. In fact, I think that's an important point. To pray scripture and to pray the promises of God.
Absolutely.
Because he's already told us, right?
Absolutely.
And so that's an important part of this.
Definitely.
Any last word, Nick?
Just be in the word and let God lead your heart.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Again, you can hear Nick every Sunday at our Oakland campus. Also, if you missed yesterday's message, you can catch it on our Facebook page. We have all of our sermons on there archived, and you can watch yesterday's message. This wraps up our confident series, and this coming week we've got a couple of great standalone messages that you won't want to miss.